Goedendag beste luisteraars en welkom bij de podcast van de BRT, de Brabantse radio en kleurentelevisie. Vandaag gaan we een beetje speciaal, want we hebben een gast uit Oostenrijk. Dus deze aflevering zal niet in het Brabantse dialect, maar in een vorm van Brabants, Engels, Oostenrijks gebrabbeld. Maar nu gaan we onmiddellijk over naar onze gast uit Wenen, Oostenrijk. De zanger van de punkgroep Turbo Bier, de politicus van de bierpartij. Dag Marco Pogo.
Okay.
So, okay. Glad to have you as our guest. We're honored to have our first guest from Austria, Marco Pogo. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the invitation.
You're welcome. Maybe a first little question. Who is Marco Pogo?
Who is Marco Pogo? That's a good question to start right away. Marco Pogo is a musician and writer from Austria. I'm also a politician. I started the Beer Party. The name of my band, of my musical project, is Turbo Beer, and out of this this band, I started the Beer Party, and I'm now a real politician, I could say. Yeah, I got a seat in the district councilor in the last district elections, local elections here in Vienna. Yes. And now I can proudly call myself a politician as well.
All right. Yeah, actually, that's how we met you. Our normal co-host Tristan, who couldn't join us today, he often visits Austria, so he checked the election results from the election in Vienna, and he saw in the newspapers beer, and we were interested what it was, so we checked it out and. We were fans almost immediately, so.
That's good to hear. Thank you very much.
Well, and we're also a fan of the great Turbo Beer, the beer.
And that's my own beer. Yeah, beside my musical ambitions and my political ambitions, I also I'm distributing my own beer, the Turbo Beer. Yeah.
Yes.
I forgot that.
Okay. Yeah. And also, I'm also a great fan of your band. I really like it. So I was also wondering, is there a chance you get to play in Belgium sometimes?
Yeah. Actually, I hope so. I didn't make it over Nordrhein-Westfalen up to this point. But there are some people from Belgium actually who are contacting us, and because Belgium, you know that is the country of the good and strong beers.
Yes, yes.
So this is probably the next logic step for me to play in Belgium as well, not just because to bring my music to Belgium, but also to enjoy the great Belgian beers and. Win-win situation.
Of course, yes. There was also one of our ideas to organize a diplomatic beer exchange, because we Belgians, we have a lot of great and famous, very good beers. So we wanted to make an exchange of beer knowledge with the beer party from Austria. Because
that's a good idea. It's always good to exchange beers. It's always good to try new beers, to try new stuff, actually. That it doesn't get boring. So yeah, we could do that. I send you Turbo Beer, and you send me a selection of fine Belgian beers.
Yes, that's a very good idea. Do you prefer blonde beers or dark beers, or does it doesn't matter?
I actually prefer the blonde beers.
Okay.
I also like strong beers, but when it gets too strong, it's kind of hard to drink. So the perfect beer, in my opinion, is just like my Turbo Beer, 5.2
yes.
Percent, and yeah.
Yes.
That's basically nice to drink.
You know any Belgian beers or from brands? Or?
La Chouf,
is it
from Belgium?
Yes, it's Belgium, yes.
I think, isn't Leffe from...
Yes, but
from Belgium as well?
But that's not a very good beer.
That's not a very good one.
No, we have better.
Is Hoegaarden from Belgium?
Yes,
or is it from the Netherlands? Yeah, I love the Hoegaarden.
Yeah.
It's one of the few beers who actually made it over to Asia from Europe. I was on tour in China, and they really had the Hoegaarden beer all over the place.
Oh yeah, yes.
They have Heineken, of course, yes. Because Heineken is everywhere, but Hoegaarden was there as well.
So you had the beer first, and you had the musical band First, or what?
To get this in the right order, I started my band Turbobier back in 2014. Mm-hmm. And it's slowly but steady developed in, yeah, kind of a bigger band here in Austria. I wrote a song in 2014 or 2015, and the name of the song was The Beer Party. And I'm basically singing about that everything is getting better when I'm in charge, in power in Austria as a chancellor. So I like the idea of having my own party, and I started to get my party actually really registered here in Austria. Mm-hmm. It was not so easy because I had to write several documents and I don't know the English word for statuten, but this is like your guidelines. Or,
yeah, it's the same. It's the same word in Dutch. So statuten, we
okay. Yeah, then you get it. And I was rejected like 2 times, and they said, "Okay, you cannot write something like this. You cannot write something like that. You need to have like a proper." I don't know what's the word for like when you get all the party members together, like
I understand what you mean.
I'm lacking of some kind of special words in politics. So I had the guidelines, they were like rejected for 2 or 3 times, but then I got accepted as a new party, and from this time on I was just like making some kind of election campaigns, mm-hmm. Fake election campaigns,
which are actually very good, because we really like those campaigns. They're funny, but they're not only funny, but they're also they say something often.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to actually achieve, and not just make fun with beer. I love making fun with beer and about beer, and I just use humor and mm-hmm. fun in my ideas in politics. And yeah, the beer party got more well known. I was in national elections in 2019. I collected declarations of support, mm-hmm. and I got 0.1% in the entire votes. Although the party was you just could elect the beer party in Vienna, and yes. And the next time when there were new local elections, I also ran for I got my own election campaign, and yeah, I got almost 2% here in Vienna. So we now have 11 seats in the district councilor on the borough level, mm-hmm. in several districts in Vienna. So it kind of developed from a more fun project to, yeah, let's say some kind of more serious political mm-hmm. Project. Yeah,
but is it possible in Austria? So with 2%, you get 11 seats in local, because in Belgium that is very, there's a how you say it, a kiesdrempel, a step you have to get over, and you have to have like 5 or 6% of the vote to even get your first seat. So for new parties, it's very hard to.
Yeah, it depends on like on a district level. There is no, I don't know the English word in Austria. It's a Sperrklausel or something. Yes. That you have to jump over 4% or even 5%, but not on a district level. It happened, and now I'm trying to make the best out of it. And I made more than 300 requests here in the district councilor meetings, mm-hmm. and some of them were connected to my funny idea with beers and humor, but some of them they were kind of getting serious into politics, and I'm learning a lot. It's a lot of fun for mm-hmm. me to make up some requests and ideas and resolutions and stuff like that. I was never into politics. I mean, I'm a political person, but I was not in any kind of party or mm-hmm. party youth or something. So it's I made this out of my own force, and Yes. I'm kind of proud of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it should be. It's a very nice achievement. You even get the attention in Belgium.
That's good.
You have any plans for the future with your party, with the beer party? Or
I have a lot of plans. I made a big promise in the elections. I promised the people that I will build a beer fountain here in Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a lot of planning, and now I'm getting more into it, and I have some detailed ideas how I will make this beer fountain possible here, and everyone is waiting for the beer fountain which I promised a long time ago. So I tried to finally realize this dream of mine, actually, because, you know, mm-hmm. a beer fountain is a big dream for everyone who loves beer. And beside that, there is the Austrian presidential election next year.
Yes.
And I'm at this point old enough to run for Austrian federal president.
Okay, you have to have an age to run, or what's the age you have to?
Yeah, you have to have the age of 35.
Oh yeah.
And I'm getting 35 this year.
Oh, so okay.
So I could run, and I'm thinking about that. Maybe I will run. For the Austrian president, which is going to be big fun, I think.
Probably.
Yeah, we and have. Maybe there is some more elections going on. We have a huge problem with corruption and mm-hmm. nepotism here in the Austrian parties.
Just to get it straight, what's his name in Kurz, the chancellor, or what's it called in Austria?
Yeah, chancellor. Yeah.
Is government crashed or was it?
He's now out of office
mm-hmm.
for the second time, which never really happened because he was also thrown out of office in 2019. Then he got back and now he's out again because of the possible nepotism and corruption.
Yes.
And now the courts are dealing with this, and he's trying to get back, but no one really knows here how it's going to end. And maybe there will be new elections next year
mm-hmm.
when everything develops in the way it does right now. I think there will be elections, and all the political journalists and so on also think that this might be going to happen.
Yeah, so then it's elections for the government and parliament and presidential elections.
In 1 year, maybe, yeah. This
not at the same time, or
not at the same time. But actually, no one really knows what's going to happen then. It never occurred like this, that the presidential election and national elections are going to take place at the same time.
Yes.
But this is new times in many things, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
In pandemic times and in corruption times.
And that's why it's...
yeah, it never gets boring here, actually.
No, and that's why it's important there is some humor also in politics, because politics can be
you need
boring.
That, because otherwise you have to, like cry all the time because of this
yes, indeed.
Situations.
Yes, indeed. But how did you make the... How did the idea came from, we should run? Was it like you had too much to drink and we said, okay, let's run, and you did it? Or was it really a plan? Or
actually, you might remember in 2019, Austria also had a huge problem with potential corruption.
Mm-hmm.
This time it was vice chancellor and the guy in Ibiza with the gray T-shirt. There was an Ibiza video coming out with him as the main actor. And he was dreaming about buying the biggest newspaper here in Austria and fantasizing and dreaming about possible corruption acts he could make, something like this. And his excuse for his behavior was actually that there was too much alcohol involved. That was the time I thought we should leave the alcohol issues to the real professionals like me.
Okay, yes.
And not to this...
Oh, it's a good idea.
Not to guys like him. Yeah. And this was kind of the main motivation out of coming out of these words. Yeah. This, there was too much alcohol involved. I'm sorry.
All right. That's cool. But So then one thing led to the other, and now you're elected in Vienna, and with the plans to run for president.
Yeah, it sounds funny, but actually that's the way how it happened. Yeah.
Yes. And do you have a sort of program or standpoints or views or political views or ways you look at society or?
Of course I have that. As I said before, I'm a political person. I was never into politics, like active in any party or something, but of course I have my political beliefs. Mm-hmm. Of social justice and of more having more support in the cultural scene here, especially during times of Corona. And of course, realizing my dreams of the beer fountains is also a strong political belief I have.
Yes.
And the prohibition of work, actually.
Okay, yeah.
And prolonging the weekends. As you can see, there are some kind of funny ideas I have, but also some kind of more serious ideas.
Yes, and suppose you get elected. Let's say there is
as federal president. Yes.
No, a federal president or just in as parliament member. Is there still time for music then?
That's a good idea, actually. I think that the normal politician in Austria, he has a lot of spare time.
Okay.
Because they actually tend to not overwork themselves. So I think there will be plenty of time for touring and writing music as well. Once I'm actually a real politician with like a real salary, at this point, everything gets fits perfectly together. I can make my district councilor meetings. I can write my requests. I can write my resolutions. I can dream of the beer fountain. And I don't think that this load of work will kind of overgrow my head once I'm really in parliament. But we will see.
Yes, okay. And do you have an entire team or is it?
I'm building now a team because the load of work is actually too much for one person at this point. Because now we can slowly but steady start to play concerts again.
Yes.
There's a lot of work beside going on stage and going to district council meetings. There's a lot of work to do with the beer and a lot of work to do with my entire turbo shop. I'm running my own shop.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a team at this point and I'm really proud of it because it perfectly works together. And I could rent a small office here in Vienna.
Okay.
So it's kind of I'm kind of an ambitious, company owner at this point.
Okay, so there is the shop Turbo Shop. It's probably busy now with how do you say it in English? The Advent calendar.
Advent calendar.
Yeah, we ordered it. We're waiting for it to arrive, but we ordered, so it's coming to Belgium.
It's coming to Belgium. Yeah, I heard about it that we have they made some boxes and sent it to Belgium.
Yeah, that's for us.
It will come.
It will come. Yeah, we ordered before Turbo Beer a few months ago, so we ordered the cans and the beer
and
mug.
The beer mug.
Yes, it's very nice to drink from. It's a fast drinker, so. It's a very fast empty the glass.
It's a plastic. It's turbo. So
yeah, it's turbo. It's very good thought about. Absolutely. So it's been Corona and a lot of things were closed. Was it hard for the cultural sector in Austria? A lot of things closed. Was it total lockdown or?
Yeah, it was a total lockdown from November on till May. I think it was more than 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was closed, the bars, the restaurants, everything. Then we opened again in May this year. And now it's looking like we have to close everything again. The experts are talking about, we definitely need a lockdown. The numbers are really insanely high. Mm. And I'm having two shows this week in the Volkstheater here in Vienna. Mm-hmm. And I hope that they can take place just like we planned it.
Yes.
But actually, no one knows at this point how it's going to end up.
Yes, a bit same here. So, you played a few weeks ago live in the arena, or what was it called?
Yeah, we played a like big open air concert here in the arena.
First,
it was sold out.
First gig after the lockdown.
600 days, or more than 600 days.
Yeah.
It was the first concert we actually could play. There was the 3G rule, vaccinated people and tested people, and was the word for like healed people on recovery. Yeah.
Yes.
And there was not a single case of corona at this concert. So.
And how was it to play again after so long? Must have been.
Yeah, exciting. Yeah. Exciting because normally, in a normal year, I played like, I don't know, almost 80 concerts a year. Not just in Austria, but also in Germany, in Czech Republic, in Switzerland, in Japan, in China, wherever. And all of a sudden, this like big part of my life just, yeah.
Never stopped.
Broke away, yeah, it stopped, and I really missed it actually, because it's not just my job I'm doing, it's more kind of I love what I do, so
yeah, I understand.
Corona just didn't took my job away, but also my biggest hobby, I could say.
But also at the beginning of that concert. Because you're also a doctor or a medical student, or what is? Are you a full doctor or?
A full.
You also.
I finished.
Yeah, you also had a vaccination campaign before the concert, where you yourself vaccinated the people.
I vaccinated the people.
And was there a lot of response to that, or?
Yeah, the response was amazingly high. It was also in the German news as well. It was in Hungary in the news. I think there was even a news article in the US, the vaccinating rockstar. That was the headline. I just had the idea what can I do to make this situation better? And so my idea was, hey, I'm allowed to vaccinate. So I could tell the people, hey, if you want to get vaccinated by me, this is possible. And I vaccinated for like 2 hours, and there were more than 30 people, which is actually a lot because this was in August. So I think that the people who really wanted to have a vaccination, they already got it somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there were also people like telling me or telling the TV stations, and there were TV stations there. I hate to get vaccinated, but if I get vaccinated by him, then I'll do it.
Okay.
So it was kind of a nice development, and but of course it's a big big fight in the Austrian society at this point, who gets vaccinated and who doesn't get vaccinated.
How much is the difference? Are there a lot of vaccinated people, or is it?
I think it's 46% of the people are vaccinated, and the other ones are not willing to get vaccination. So.
So forty-six.
Now they are not.
46% is vaccinated, so that's
64.
Okay, yeah, 64. Yes.
64, and but this day on, now from today on, they are not allowed to go to the restaurants anymore if you're not vaccinated, and not allowed to go to theaters or concerts.
Yeah, you have to have the code, the QR code, the vaccine.
They don't have the QR code, and then you can't go to your bar or restaurant. So you kind of have to be like. Really, really sure about that you don't want to get a vaccination when you're not allowed to go to your favorite restaurant anymore. But yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So you have any plans musical wise then for the future? Because we have the political part.
Yeah, I want to go back. I want to beside all my political ambitions, I want to make a new Tuvubi album as well.
Mm-hmm. The fifth or the fourth or fifth?
The fourth.
Fourth, yes.
Oh, well, there is now there was a live album this year coming out in in May, and there might be another live album coming out next year, which we are making now in this moment. But I can say it because people will see all the cameras and stuff, so they will see that we're fibbling there. And then I want to make a new studio album, but it takes a lot of time, and I have to kind of free my mind before I go to the studio, because otherwise my mind is just full of politics and my work, my actual work beside the music. So I have to get my mind free, and this might be next year in March, something like this. That then I say, okay, now I got time, and now I finished a new album. But of course, there will be a new Tour album, and people are waiting for it. At this point, a lot of people are waiting for it. So, yeah, I have to get my shit together.
Yes, you have, because I'm waiting for it also. So, I have to get your act together so we get the new album, and so we can come on tour and maybe even come to Belgium.
That would be great.
That would be great. So then I would like to thank you for your visit in our podcast. Maybe you have a question for us if you want something to know from us.
What's your favorite Belgian beer?
My favorite Belgian beer? Oh, that's a tough question, because there is a lot. It depends on which category. In the normal beers, just premium pils, just like your turbo beer, it's called Primus.
Primus, okay. Yes.
And in the stronger beers, it's the beers that get brewed by the monks, the Trappist beer.
Yeah.
So it's, okay. Westmalle, that sort of, but triple beer, so it's blunt, but it's heavy beer. It's 9% almost.
Oh wow!
So it's
so next time when I'm coming to Belgium actually to play, you have to bring some bottles.
Yes, definitely. Then we bring a selection of the best blunt beer from pils to the stronger. Well, the strongest one is about 14%, so you have to be careful with those.
Perfect. You know how to make me happy.
Yeah, of course. It's very easy. Just go to the shop.
Very easy.
There's choice enough to make a beer fan happy in Belgium.
Yeah. Perfect.
Perfect. So, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. All the best.
Bye.
Voilà, dat was hem dan. Ik hoop dat jullie er evenveel van genoten hebben als ik. U kan ons altijd volgen op Spotify, op Google Podcast, op Anchor. Maar ook op onze site, dat is www.b-r-t.be. De podcast van de Brabantse Radio en Kleurentelevisie blijft altijd gratis te beluisteren, maar alle steun is welkom. Hoe u dat moet doen, kan u ook vinden op onze site. Klik op steun en geef wat u wilt, zodanig dat wij dit programma en onze uitzendingen kunnen verder blijven doen. Bedankt en tot de volgende keer.
Dit is een podcast van de BRT. De Brabantse Radio en Kleurentelevisie.